This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This is Mirza's own mind. And Mirza believes in this. And he's talking to Muslims. He's saying, oh, Muslimano, oh, Muslims, why do you drink when your Nabi never used to drink? Europeans drink because their prophet, Isa, was a drunkard. And talking to Muslims, it is so explicit. When he's talking to Muslims, this cannot be ilzami jawab. A liar always has contradictions in his kalam. So if Razi is insisting, even though I have presented categorical evidence that he did believe in this, and Razi is saying, no, he said something else in other places as well. If that's the case, then Mirza was a liar according to his own standard, because liars have contradictions in their kalam. I dare you to say it's a lie that these are the words of Mirza. I dare you. I challenge you. If these are the words of Mirza, stop playing games and calling me a liar, because I'm not lying. I'm quoting from your books. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. I am claiming today that Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani accused Isa alayhi salam of being a drunkard. Okay, this is the first point I want to raise and see how Razi specifically responds to this. So we will discuss, the first thing we will discuss is his drunkenness. And Razi will come back and say, no, this was ilzami jawab, accusative answer to Christians. But Mirza is talking to Muslims. When he's saying Jesus was a drunkard, why is he telling the Muslims that? For example, okay, we have this quote, okay, from, what's the reference for this?
Kistinu.
Kistinu, okay? Yeah, the top of the page. Okay. The reference is, Mirza says, Europe ke logon ko jis kadar sharab ne nuksan pahunchaya hai, iska sabab to ye tha ke Isa alayhi salam sharab piya karte the. Shayad kisi bimari ki wajah se ya purani adat ki wajah se. Magar ae musulmano. So what Mirza is saying, Europeans are drunkards because Jesus used to drink. And this was perhaps, this cannot be ilzami jawab because he's saying perhaps. This is perhaps. Ilzami jawab cannot be perhaps. You quote and you say this is where it is. Okay. Perhaps this was due to an old illness or an old habit. Oh Muslims, magar ae musulmano, tumhare Nabi alayhi salam har ek nasha se paak aur masoom the. Your prophet was pure of any intoxication, okay, and he was innocent. Ke wo fil haqeeqat masoom hai, so tum musalman kehla kar kiski pairvi karte ho? Quran injeel ki tarah sharab ko halal nahi thehrata, phir tum kis dastavez se sharab ko halal thehrate ho? So oh Muslims, why do you believe that time's sharab, up, wine is halal, while Quran forbids
time
it,
is
it's
up,
not like the Injil. Okay, so he's talking to the Muslims, telling them that Isa alayhi salam was drunkard, and perhaps it
how
was
much
due to
2 minute 30, okay, you yeah, talk, that's 2 minute 15.
Yeah. Perhaps okay, it was due to a okay, habit or an illness, okay, which, and the Bible doesn't say that. This cannot be ilzami jawab. Bible doesn't say Jesus was drinking because of an illness or an old habit. There you go. Okay. Response.
Exactly. Two minutes 45 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, no
so
problem.
The first thing is he quoted Kishtinu out of context. He has to remember Hazrat Ahmad al-Assam is showing the Muslims that look how great Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. And their audience of Kishtinu were also Christians. And he hid this from the viewers. You know, Hazrat Ahmad al-Assam, wherever he shows that Nabi sallam against Isa of the Bible, he's showing the Muslims, look how great your prophet is. Because some Muslims are saying Isa al-Assam also drank. Hazrat Ahmad al-Assam refuted them that look, even if Isa drank perhaps because of an old habit or illness, your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never drank. This was showing the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not the own view of Hazrat Ahmad alayhi wa sallam. In fact, the Christians of that time would give excuses because the Bible says he was a drunkard. So they would give excuses that look, no, our God, perhaps he was ill or he had a habit. Ilzami jawab includes deduction. And this is what he hid. And in his turn, I will make him read a poem of Ibn Qayyim Rahmullah. And he has to tell me if Christians actually say that stuff, for it's in the Gospels. And look, he's laughing. Stop the time. Stop the time.
Continue.
From my side, you won't see any disrespect.
Because it's so funny.
And
that's
now
why
the laughing has started
okay,
because
okay,
he knows he's
okay,
stuck.
You stop the time.
And you guys can keep laughing, but
continue.
The haq is clear.
Continue, yeah. Continue.
Now, it's a usul of Sanaullah Amr Amritsari that the Mufassir.
You started the time again.
Yes.
You give him an extra minute.
On. It's on, brother.
Okay,
it's
okay,
going.
Sorry,
again,
sorry,
cutting off.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sanaullah Amritsari in his book, Turk-e-Islam, he said, Mufassir ki baatein wohi samjayega. The statements of a mufassir are explained best by himself. In Hazrat Ahmad Alayhi's books, I have tons of references. He says Isa Alayhi never went against the Torah. He was a follower of the Torah and one of the khadim of Musa Alayhi, and he made it clear that the Torah forbid Injil. In fact, in Marfuzat, there's a page where Hazrat Ahmad Alayhi quotes the book of Daniel, and he says Daniel never drank alcohol, and he said the doors of paradise are shut upon those who drink. Then he gives the example of Isa Alayhi, that he was a follower of the Torah and he never went against the Torah. In fact, he told his disciples to follow the Torah. So he did not believe Isa Alayhi drank. The reason he gave the Isai and Musliman that ilzami jawab because the Muslims were influenced by the Christians who used to say, you know, your book says this about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Isa alayhi salam, according to the Bible, he drank. Why can't you people drink? Why did Nabi sallallahu alaihi forbid it? To them, he said, look, Muslims, come to Rasulullah. That's the Messiah of the Bible. His writings are clear that Isa alayhi salam never ever drank. Now he mentioned the Europe thing. That's ilzami jawab. Here I have Izalat-e-Oham of Rahmatullah Kiranvi in Adnan's turn. He should read this. It says, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and Adnan Rashid said that you cannot in Ilzami Jawab give something that is not in their books. He said this in his own works. Look, we have time, brother.
Continue.
Ilzami Jawab has deduction as well. So in Adnan Rashid's turn, he has to read these hawale that I brought, and he has to tell me, is this Ilzami Jawab? And if so, why does it have deduction? I have a poem of Ibn Qayyim, and I have a fatwa of one of his Mujaddideen where he gives Ilzami Jawab. So you have to read this out in your turn. I'll give you extra time. Read both of this.
Okay, I'm not reading anything for you. You're going to have to read everything for yourself as your evidence in your time. That's not my responsibility. So, 1 second.
Yes,
so, okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My time starts now. You can start now.
Just so I know, are you going to talk about his points or just make claim that?
He can say what he wants as long as he sticks to the topic. Okay. He was on topic and he responded.
I'm going to start whenever you say.
Okay. So, who's timing? How many? We're going to go 7 times. So no, 7 times. We need to time it for 14 minutes, the whole thing.
Can we do the numbers?
So okay. We did 2
So remember
turns.
The numbers. No, we've
one
done
each,
2
one,
each,
one, one each.
One each. One each. We've done 1 each. So he has to go on for 7 times, okay? 7
so
each.
We did once and once.
Okay, you can start my time now. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So if you read this page, Kashti-e-Nuh, page 71, Rouhani Khazain, volume 19. Okay, page 71. Rouhani Khazain, volume 19, page 71. The page is talking to Muslims. Mirza is talking to Muslims. And what does he say? Okay, aur akhirat ka azab alag hai. For example, from the third line on top, parhezgar insan ban jao, tumhari umre zyada ho aur tum khuda se barkat pao. He's talking to Muslims. And then he goes on to say that shayad kisi bimari ki wajah se. This is not in the Bible. Ya purani yadat ki wajah se. Or due to a bad old habit. So Jesus used to drink, perhaps due to an old habit or due to an illness. Shayad means perhaps. Perhaps means it's not in the Bible. So this is Mirza stating his own belief. This is not Ilzami Jawab to Christians. And then he goes on to say, Magar ay Musulmano, tumhare Nabi alayhi salam to masoom te. Wo nasha nahi karte the. So he's saying to the Muslims that Jesus used to drink. The Europeans are drunkards because Jesus used to drink. And your prophet never drank, so you should not drink. So he's insulting Isa alayhi salam, which is Kufr Akbar. This is one of the reasons we believe Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani was a disbeliever because of denying the Quran. Quran is talking about Jesus as a righteous prophet of Allah. So all these things he read are irrelevant. Kairanvi and all of the scholars, okay, they are irrelevant to the point. I'm making a very specific point. Mirza is talking to Muslims. And when you're talking to Muslims, this is not an accusative answer to Christians. This is talking to Muslims. When he's talking to Muslims, imagine if I stood on the member on Jummah and said, guys, Jesus used to drink, but you shouldn't drink because Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never drank. They will. At least I'll get some beats. I'll get some beatings, okay, before I come down the member. Okay, so my point is up.
Okay, so the first thing is he doesn't understand the context of Kishtianu, that the people being addressed were Muslims, also influenced by Christians, and the Christians would say that, look, our books allow us to drink. Why did your prophet forbid alcohol? You guys should also drink. Hazrat Ahmad brought them back that, look, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our master. We have to follow him. Even if the biblical Jesus drank out of old habit or illness, we need to follow Rasulullah who is masoom. This is the key point. He uses the word masoom. But in Hazrat Ahmad's books, here he says the masoomin do not drink. In his own books, Tawfai Kaisi and many other books, he says Isa al-Asim was masoom. He followed the Torah and in Marfuzat, he says prophets did not allow alcohol. And he gives the example of Daniel al-Asim. So his example is clear that here he's bringing the Muslims back to Rasulullah because they were influenced by Christianity. You have to put yourself in that zamana. As for saying that he used the word shahid, so that's his belief, here we have Rahmatullah Kirani Sahib. He says that isse bhi zyada khatarnak aur kabhi hai. Then he says غور کریں کہ عیسیٰ علیہ السلام جبکہ شراب نوشی میں حد اعتدال سے اس قدر آگے نکلے. Then he says he forgot the example of داؤد علیہ السلام, سلیمان علیہ السلام. He says you people focus. This was the example of عیسیٰ علیہ السلام, that he forgot the examples of his predecessors Dawud and Suleiman, and he drank so much that people used to say he's a drunkard. Then he would take his feet and, you know, must get the massage from prostitutes. Here I have Izarat-e Oham. You just heard what Hazrat Ahmad said in Kashinu. He says magar Hazrat Masih ke pehle moze se kis barkat se jo cheez ye cheez barkat se wujood mein aayi ke wo sharab hi sharab hai. Ek, then he says aaj jo Europe ka hal hai, he basically says just one ke jo cheez, he says سارا یورپ شراب کے سمندر میں غرق ہے مگر اس میں کوئی برائی نہیں. یہ چیز بالکل قابل تعجب نہیں کیونکہ ان کے خدا کا پہلا معجزہ شراب تھا. جو چیز ان کے آقا نے کی وہ کیوں نہ کریں. He says the exact same thing word for word, so it is الزامی جواب.
Okay, I am saying it's not الزامی جواب because in another place Mirza stated categorically میرے نزدیک عیسیٰ مسیح شراب سے پرہیز کرنے والے نہیں تھے. میرے نزدیک جبکہ عیسیٰ علیہ السلام مسیح شراب سے, علیہ السلام he doesn't say علیہ السلام, مسیح, میرے نزدیک مسیح شراب سے پرہیز کرنے والے نہیں تھے. Okay, again he's talking to Muslims, he's saying that
what's the reference?
You know the reference?
No,
right?
I don't.
You don't know
you
the
need
reference?
To tell me. Okay,
I'm claiming Mirza wrote this, and if I'm wrong, I'll pay Razi $1,000. $1,000.
Okay, okay, I'm not going to take my until you show
میرے
the
نزدیک, Mirza wrote, میرے نزدیک جبکہ مسیح شراب سے پرہیز کرنے والے نہیں تھے. This is what Mirza wrote, and he's talking to again Muslims. So Mirza actually expressed this belief that Jesus was a drunkard. Okay, we're not just making this up. This is not الزامی جواب. Why would you be saying, talking to Muslims, that Europeans are drunkards because Jesus used to drink, perhaps due to an old habit and an illness? Where is that in the Bible? If it's الزامی جواب, show me it in the Bible. If it's not in the Bible, then it's not الزامی جواب. Okay. Because he's actually justifying why he's saying that. Why is Mirza saying this? He's justifying it apart from the Bible. Because if it was الزامی جواب to Christians, he would have said, Bible mein likha hai. Bible mein likha hai. But he's saying, perhaps due to an old habit and or an illness. If this is الزامی جواب, why is he saying perhaps? Why is he saying shayad? I think, maybe, perhaps. Okay, this is not الزامی جواب. My time is up. You can go.
So I want the reference first.
Okay.
The meri nazdik. When you find that, then I'll start.
I have it.
Should I start my time?
You can start your time now. You found it? Okay.
Let me see.
Okay. This is what Mirza wrote. Meri
nazdik. No, I need it from the book. I don't know.
No, 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 this one. This is not the one.
I need the book. You need to present that. I think someone's trying to come in.
No, you won't hear. Yeah, you continue and I'll give you the reference.
Okay, so Najib said 1 second. Okay, so the first thing is he quoted the words میرے نزدیک. He didn't answer the point of Kiranvi Sahib where he says غور کریں, خیال کریں کہ یہ کیا ہوا ہے کہ جو مسیح ہے وہ اتنا شراب میں حد سے بھر گئے. He drank so much that he forgot داؤد علیہ السلام, سلیمان. He forgot their teaching. He would sit with women prostitutes. He says غور کریں. Okay, so it's the same language used. الزامی جواب, this is normal. I have a reference here of ابن قیم. He said عیسیٰ علیہ السلام, how strange is the grave he was in, and strange is the womb of Maryam alayhi salam. Now the billah means like, this is his الزامی جواب. He says, imagine how strange is this. So this refutes his argument that you cannot do this when addressing الزامی جواب. Then this is Ahmad Izzah Khan Bareilvi speaking to Muslims, giving الزامی جواب. Adnan Karim, if you give Ilzami Jawab, it has to word for word be in their book. This is what Ahmed Azhar Khan, his Mujaddid, says. He says, عورتوں سے جمائی کرنا لواتت جیسی خبیث بے حیائی کا مرتکب ہونا حتی کہ مخنث کی طرح خود مفعول بننا کوئی خباست کوئی فصیحت اس کی uske khilaf. This is about the god of Wahhabis, Wahhabiyon ke jhoote khuda. This is Ilzami Jawab. He has to show me which of his books mention it. Clearly he hasn't understood Ilzami Jawab. That's your Mujaddid Ahmed Azhar Khan Bareilvi. I also gave Ibn Qayyim. You want me to repeat?
So yeah, you're not repeat. No, you can get extra time. Yeah.
Okay, so stop the time. I'm going to repeat.
I don't
so
have to defend him because
I just don't. You asked me to repeat. I first quoted Ibn Qayyim rahmullah. He said, how strange is it the grave that enclosed on a god, and even stranger is the womb that enclosed him. Then I said, Rahmatullah Kirani says, ghor kare, ye Isa alaihissalam ka hal hai, same terminology. Then the last reference he had for, asked for his Mujaddid, Ahmed Azhar Khan Bareilvi says, Wahhabiyon ka khuda asked that he was homosexual. This is what he says in Fatawa-e Ridwiya, Jild 15, 546. This is Ilzami Jawab to Wahhabis. Now he has to tell me which book this mentions. Now I'll finish my turn. Hazrat Ahmed alaihissalam, the reason he's speaking to Christians, these Christians were influencing Muslims. And look, our Bible says this. In his own books, he made it clear the Bible is changed. Hazrat Isa alayhissalam never drank. He was a follower of Musa alayhissalam, and the Torah forbid alcohol. When you have muhkam ayat in the Quran, you cannot twist other things. In the same way, his muhkam statement show Isa alayhissalam never drank. He spoke to the Muslims in this way to give them ghairat. Why are you running to the Christians? They confuse you people. Look at Rasulullah. His own books make it clear. Isa alayhissalam is ma'asum min al-khata, purified, one of the greatest messages, never drank alcohol, followed the Torah, was a servant of Musa alayhissalam. So you have clear-cut references going against his conclusion.
The reference you were asking for. So the reason why Razi is the reason why Razi is posting or stating all these absurd things from literature that we don't own is because he has no defense for Mirza. He has lost for any defense for Mirza. He has nothing for Mirza. I raised the point that why did Mirza say parhezgar? Shayad ye purani adat ya kisi bimari ki wajah se tha. When Mirza said perhaps this was due to, he's justifying it. Mirza is justifying it. Perhaps this was due to an old habit or an illness. This is not the Bible. This is not the Bible. So this is Mirza's own mind. And Mirza believes in this. And he's talking to Muslims. He's saying, oh, Musulmano, oh, Muslims, why do you drink when your Nabi never used to drink? Europeans drink because their prophet, Isa, was a drunkard. And talking to Muslims. It is so explicit. When he's talking to Muslims, this cannot be Ilzami Jawab. Now you ask for the reference. Here is the reference, okay? Review of Religion, March 1902, Volume 1, page 116. Mirza writes, maine khub gaur karke dekha. I contemplated deeply. Aur jahan tak fikr kaam de sakta hai, khub socha. And I contemplated very, very deeply. Mere nazdeek, jabke Masih sharab se parhez karne wala nahi tha. According to me, while Messiah, Jesus, was not someone who abstained from wine, aur koi iski biwi bhi nahi thi, and he had no wife, to go, main manta hoon that I believe ke khuda ne isko bhi bure kamon se bachaya, that God, even though he had these problems, saved him from bad deeds. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is so clear. This is, he's talking to Muslims and he's expressing his belief. I now ask Razi and answer my question without playing games. Do you declare anyone to be a kafir who believes that Jesus used to drink? What's your fatwa on that? What's your fatwa on a person who says Jesus had drinks?
Okay.
And not Ilzami Jawab. Okay. Respond to my questions, otherwise you're playing games.
Yeah, okay.
Respond to my quotes.
Adnan repeated the same thing again. He said Ilzami Jawab has to be in the books. I gave him Ahmed Azhar Khan's reference and Ibn Qayyim, who he threw under the bus as well, where he says how strange was the womb of Hazrat Maryam alayhi, where Isa alayhi was in blood for 9 months. Show me this from the Bible. The Christians do not speak of their God in this way. Then he mentioned Hazrat Ahmed alayhi said illness or sickness. I already explained to him that Ahmed, Rahmatullah Kirani said, sentences, غور کریں, focus on this. How could Isa alayhisalam disobey Dawud alayhisalam and Sulaiman alayhisalam and go against all of the teachings of his predecessors? Then he says something dangerous, and this ends Adnan Rashid's whole criteria. He says, "Shayad lo." He says, "Log kaise sakte ki Isa alayhisalam jawan the, is wajah se unko aurte pasand thi." This is what Rahmatullah Kiran bhi sab says. So in ilzami jawab, you speak like this as well. It's clear from these ilzami jawab, which is why he's afraid to read it. Like I said, he says, "Gaur kare ki Isa alayhisalam jab ke sharab noshi mein ittidal se is qadar aage nikle." Then he says, "Aurte unke paon chumti thi." Then he says, "It might be because he was young and beautiful." He gives a reason. Rahmatullah Kiran bhi said, "This is how ilzami jawab works. You give reasons from their own books that they used as excuses." For example, in the time of Hazrat Amr alayhi salam, when the Christians were getting destroyed, they would say he was sick, he had an old habit. Hazrat Amr alayhi salam destroys them. That all Muslims come to Rasulullah, their Messiah of their Bible did this and that, and he gives the reasons. They present like Rahmatullah Kiran bhi sahib says, "Shayad because he was young and beautiful, he loved women." He has to put the fatwa on Rahmatullah Kiran bhi sahib and Ibn Qayyim for saying the womb of Maryam alayhisalam was strange because this is not in the Bible. So he lied against Ibn Qayyim as well. As for the review of religions, Havala, this is another lie. That's from 1902. It was published in Al-Hakam. It's called Unity vs. Trinity in Hazrat Amr alayhisalam. In that whole thing is addressing the Christians. And this is how ilzami jawab works. So you destroy them and give dumb reasons as well. So they feel a little, you know, discomfort in their heart that what are we believing in? This is clear from Rahmatullah Kiran Bhisab's books. He uses the same terminology.
Tea, I'll check poison if you want.
I can check
the poison.
I'd rather look. Drink my water, brother.
I checked it.
It's fine, it's fine.
Okay, no problem. Okay, because he doesn't want. Okay, wait. Just start. You see why I was doing that exercise in the beginning, setting rules, because I knew Razi has no defense for Mirza. Mirza is finished. Mirza is gone, buried, dead, spiritually and physically. Finished. You know why? Because I presented categorical evidence that Mirza believed himself that Jesus was a drunkard. He is throwing things at me, having conceded that these people did not believe that Jesus was a drunkard. Rahmatullah Kairanavi did not believe Jesus was a drunkard. Okay, all the other people, Ibn Qayyim and all the other people he's throwing at me, did not believe Jesus was a drunkard because he conceded to it. While I am claiming that this was Mirza's own belief and this was Mirza's own writing. When Mirza is saying, and I repeat again, that main manta hun, I believe, go, main manta hun. Okay, having said that, ke mere nazdeek, jabke Masih sharab se parhez karne wala nahi tha, according to me, while the Messiah was not someone who abstained from wine and had no wife, and I believe ke khuda ne isko bhi bure kamon se bachaya, that God saved him despite all those characteristics from evil deeds. Allahu Akbar. Can you believe it? Now Mirza is stating his own belief. He has no defense. Didn't respond to my question. What is your fatwa on someone who believes that Jesus was a drunkard? I say he was a kafir. Whether it was my grandfather, my dad, my son, my uncle, my chacha, my mama, my pupi, my tai, my khala, anyone. Okay? And all the Qadianis understand those terms because most of them are Punjabis. Right? What I said there. So anyone who says this, that Isa al-Islam was a drunkard, is a kafir, is a disbeliever. Okay, Razi has already conceded. Our scholars don't believe that. I'm saying Mirza did, and I presented the evidence. He's not defending him. He's throwing Ibn Qayyim and Kairanavi and this and that and this and that. No mention of Mirza. So game over.
So he keeps saying, "I didn't mention Hazrat Ahmad al-Assam." Hazrat Ahmad al-Assam, throughout his writings, has made it clear that Isa al-Assam was the greatest follower of Musa al-Assam Sharia. He never disobeyed the Sharia of Musa al-Assam. Torah forbids alcohol. He al-Assam said, in one page of Malfuzat, he mentions the example of Daniel that he didn't drink. Right after that, he says, and Isa al-Assam was a firm believer in the Torah. And he made his disciples preach the Torah as well. So this is a lie of Adnan Rashid that the Messiah al-Assam believed Isa al-Assam actually drank. Then he keeps saying, why is Hazrat Amr alayhi salam saying Mere Nazdeek? I give him the example of Rahmatullah Kiran. He said same language is used. He says he had women prostitutes, he would drink alcohol. Then he says Shayad log came because he says had se ghor karein, that he went to extremes in alcohol. Then he says people will say that maybe it was because he's young and beautiful. Why is he giving an excuse to the Christians in Ilzami Jawab? He says Your Messiah, Isa Lesam, he had prostitutes. They would rub his feet, put oil on it, and he would drink so much, and the women would be always near him. And people will wonder, why are they always with him? Rahmatullah Kiranvi Sahib says, Shayad, you know, people will say, because he was young and beautiful. Why is he giving them two reasons? You need to answer this in your turn. You threw Ibn Qayyim under the bus. You said in Ilzami Jawab, you have to quote their books. You can do deduction as well. This is him saying the womb of Maryam alayhi salam was strange. Now the beloved, do you believe this? Is it in the Bible? No, it's not. Clear cut from Ilzami Jawab as well. He also avoided Ahmadid Khan's fatwa on the Wahhabi Khuda. This is also Ilzami Jawab. He says that their God was homosexual. Where is it in your books? Otherwise, say he was dishonest and a liar when it came to Ilzami Jawab. Say Rahmatullah Kiranvi Sahib lied. Hazrat Ahmad Hassan said, Mere Nazdeek Allah ne gunao se bachaya. Rahmatullah Kiranvi Sahib says, Mere Nazdeek. It's probably because Isa alayhi salam was beautiful. Maybe this is why he was always with women and they would rub his feet. So the same type of language, this is the language of Ilzami Jawab. If you don't understand because you haven't read the books of the Christians mocking Rasulullah day and night, then that's unfortunate.
Okay, time's up. Clearly, Wazi is not responding
to
my very...
How many turns are done, by the way? Just so we're...
When?
So this is going to be round five, I think.
Okay, round
this is the fifth turn?
Yes.
This is the fifth turn. Okay, Wazi wants to... Wazi really wants this to be over as soon as possible.
No, no, I love this, brother. Keep going. We can do the whole night on this if you want.
This is round five. Round five,
yeah. Stop. Okay, so Razi is not responding to my questions. My direct, straight questions. When Mirza is saying, Mere Nazdeek, Jab ke Masih Sharab se Parhez karne wala nahi tha, and he's already scored a point because I couldn't find the reference. I found the reference and then he's still saying it's a lie. I dare you to say it's a lie that these are the words of Mirza. I dare you. I challenge you. If these are the words of Mirza, stop playing games and calling me a liar because I'm not lying. I'm quoting from your books, right? These are the words of Mirza. If these are the words of Mirza, you're finished. You're done. Okay? My fatwa on any person who says that Jesus was a drunkard, A'udhu Billah, Thumma A'udhu Billah is a kafir, I don't care who it is. If Ibn Qayyim, if Kairanavi, and if Ahmad Khan Barelvi, if all of these people believe that Jesus was a drunkard, then they are disbelievers. But they didn't believe that. You already conceded. They don't believe that. So why do you keep quoting them? My claim is something different. I'm saying Mirza did believe in this. And what is your fatwa on a person? Now, this is the point. This is where it will be over. I dare him to give a fatwa that anyone who believes Jesus was a drunkard is a kafir. Simple question, direct question. Watch him avoid it. Watch him avoid it. He will not give that fatwa because he'll be thrown out by his jamaat. They know what's in the books. Watch him not respond to this question. I dare him to respond to this. What is your fatwa on someone who says that Jesus was a drunkard? I am saying such a person is a kafir because he goes against the Quran. Okay, so Kairanavi, Ibn Qayyim, none of them help you because they didn't believe in it. You already conceded. Okay, so I presented two references where he's talking to Muslims. Oh, Musulmano, oh, Muslims. You should not be drunkards because your prophet was not a drunkard. Europeans are drunkards because they follow Jesus and Jesus was a drunkard.
Time is up.
This is talking to Muslims and he's saying, oh Muslims, time up.
Yeah. So like I answered earlier, the words Mere Nazdeek are normal in Ilzami Jawab. Rahmatullah Kiranvi said when he destroys Christians, he says people who raise allegations on Isa alayhi salam with being with the prostitutes, they will say that it's because Shayad wo nojawan the, khubsurat the, same language is used. He has to put the fatwa on them as well and say they actually believed it because the language is the same. In one writing, he says, ghor kare had se bar ke sharab mein wo par gaye. He has to put the same fatwa that they're saying. Focus on this Isa lesson and the way Isa alayhi salam went exceeded in limits. So he has to address this the same language is used. If he's saying Hazrat Ahmad lesson believed in this, then all of these people did. But we make it clear here lesson didn't believe in it because we have clear cut Mokkam references where he says Isa lesson was a firm believer in the Torah and he never disobeyed the Torah. He was a follower of Musa lesson and he never drank. Here he's giving the Muslims gharat because the Christians would Mark Islam DNA, that your book calls Isa Lassam Kalima Ru, but Nabi Sassam isn't even called Hasur. And Hazrat Ahmad Lassam destroys them, that look, the Messiah of the Bible was a drunkard. They give excuses that illness or old habit. He's giving that to them. Just like Rahmatullah Gilani said, gives them the excuse as well, that maybe it's because he's young and he was young and, you know, beautiful, so he loved being around women. This is how Ilzami Jawab works. As for review of religions, we accept that, but that entire article, the first convert of UK, I forgot his name, he commented on these articles and said it's the greatest defense of Islam. It's unity versus trinity. Hazrat Ahmad Lassam is giving them the biblical Messiah, not his own view. His own view is in his books. He says Isa Lassam was a firm believer in the Torah. He never disobeyed it. Adnan wants to throw his own spice in there. That's his own choice. But Hazrat Ahmad Lassam's view is clear. As for the claim that fatwa on anyone who believes he's a drunkard, I cannot give a fatwa on this. The reason is because...
Allahu Akbar.
Can you let me finish? She cut me off, stop the time. I want 20 more seconds. The reason I won't give a fatwa on this is because...
Allahu Akbar.
Because Ibn
Taymiyyah... Give him another 20 seconds.
Yeah, give me another 20 seconds. Hazrat Ahmad al-Assam never believed this, but the reason I won't put a fatwa on this is because in his own books, Ibn Taymiyyah, when he mentions the miracle of the table, Anzil Alayna Ma'idatun Minas Samai, he says the turning of water into wine. So I don't know what his belief is. I can't give the fatwa. If he didn't believe it, and none of your ulama did, the great scholars of the past, I'll give the fatwa. As for Hazrat Ahmad al-Islam, he never believed it. But I'm not here to call Ibn Taymiyyah kafir. That's Adnan's job. I can't do that. I can throw all the scholars under the bus. That's his job, not mine. I fear Allah. I worry that I might find it in his books where someone actually believes it. Then I will be a sinner on Qiyamah. This is why I can't
give the
fatwa.
Even your extra 30 seconds didn't help you. Okay, start again. Game over. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Game over. Anyone sincere out there, any sincere Qadiani, Ahmadi around the world, we are talking to you. Our lost brothers and sisters in humanity. Okay? We have nothing but compassion and mercy for you. That's why we're doing these discussions. I even have mercy and compassion for the brothers who are sitting here with us from the Ahmadi Jamaat. Okay, I have nothing but compassion and mercy for them. If you are sincere, game over. Razi cannot give a fatwa on anyone who believes Jesus was a drunkard. You know why? Because he knows what this fatwa will be used for. This fatwa will bury not only Mirza, but also will bury Razi as well with Mirza, okay? Because they know Mirza believe this. They know Mirza believe this. Mirza, because they can't run away from those explicit quotes I just presented, where Mirza is saying that Jesus was a drunkard. And who is he talking to? Oh, Muslimano. The books he is quoting from Izala-i-Oham and Izarul Haq and the writings of Ibn Qayyim, they are talking to Christians. Izharul Haq was written for Christians, directly talking to Christians. We know that. And Razi in the very beginning conceded, yes, the Muslim scholars did not believe that. That's why it's so easy for me to give the fatwa, because I know they didn't believe that. Because it's kufr. It's against the Quran. The Quran tells us that Isa al-Islam was one of the mightiest, one of the most noble, and one of the most pious prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the messenger of God. Okay? And anyone who believes he was a drunkard is a kafir. So, game over. As far as I'm concerned, there's no more discussion on this. The debate is over. Yeah. Okay, I've made my point very clear. Mirza was very categorical in saying, Mere nazdeek, according to me, jabke masih para sharab se parhez karne wala nahi tha, the Messiah was not abstaining from wine. This is why he cannot give fatwa. Why would he give fatwa against someone like that? Because his prophet would be declared a kafir. Okay, my time up.
Okay, 1 second. How much turns are we in? Six?
This is round six, yeah.
So no, this was the sixth. Yes. Finished.
So all
the next.
My
this
six.
Is the last turn.
Okay.
I mean, I went first, so this is his second last.
Yeah.
Mine is the last next one, yeah. Okay.
And then he gets a turn out.
Okay, no
so
problem.
So firstly, I swear by Allah that Hazrat Ahmad al-Assam did not believe Isa al-Assam was a drunkard. The reason I didn't give the fatwa is Adnan has no issue throwing all the ulama under the bus. I don't want to give this fatwa and then tomorrow I see that it's in his books, the scholars' books, that this did happen with Isa al-Assam because it wasn't forbidden at that time. Hazrat Ahmad al-Assam's view is clear. Isa al-Assam was free of alcohol. He did not drink. The Torah forbidden. He was a firm follower of the Torah. Why is he addressing Muslims? Look at that zamana. The Christians were coming to Muslims, confusing them that Isa al-Islam is greater than Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would quote the Quran, say, look, Isa al-Islam is Ruhullah, Kalimatullah. What is Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called? Hazrat Ahmad al-Islam refuted them. Kishtinu is not only addressing Muslims. Here, there are some Muslims influenced by alcohol. He says, and Muslimano, you people are being influenced by the Christians. Christians, your prophet is masoom. In his own books, he says Isa alayhisalam is masoom as well. This shows its ilzami jawab, because here he is saying the Messiah of the Bible is not masoom. But his own books make it clear that Isa alayhisalam was masoom, purified and free of sin. I quoted Rahmatullah Kiranvi said how he speaks. He says, Isa alayhisalam exceeded in limits in drinking. Ghor kare. Then in Izalat Oham, he says, log itraz karte hain that he's always with women. What's the reason? He says, ho sakta hai log itraz karne wale ke, that he was beautiful and young. This is why women were always around him. And he was tempted by them. So this is the terminology. Ilzami jawab is used this way. He never addressed Ahmadida Khan Barelvi. He said Ilzami jawab has to be word for word in this, in their books. Why did he say your God is homosexual? You need to answer that. Then I said, Ibn Qayyim, Rahmullah, in Ilzami Jawab, you have to read this in your turn. Ibn Qayyim, he's interrupting Jasad 5-6. Ibn Qayyim, in his poem, he says, how strange was the womb of Maryam alayhi salam. Is that in the Bible? No. He says, for 9 months, Isa alayhi salam was in utter darkness, fed by blood. Would you say this about Isa alayhi salam? It's Ilzami Jawab. And he gives them these jabs. This is how you do Ilzami Jawab. You have to give them reasons as well to make them feel some shame. This is the point of Ilzami Jawab.
Okay.
Last turn?
Yes. So now it is very clear. It is very clear that Mirza categorically stated, according to him, Jesus was a drunkard. What's the problem? Look at your own papers. Okay. Jesus was a drunkard. Okay, Mirza said it categorically. I was talking to Muslims. So this Ilzami Jawab argument doesn't work in this case. It has already fallen. The fact that Razi is not giving the fatwa against those who believe that Jesus was a drunkard shows us categorically that Razi knows Mirza believed this and he doesn't want to declare his prophet a kafir. This is all taqiyah. What he's doing is all a game, right, for him. Okay, he's just making sure that people remain confused. But there's no confusion. It is now categorically clear that Razi actually does believe Mirza believed that Jesus was a drunkard because talking to Muslims. Ilzami Jawab is for the Christians when he's talking to Christians. When he's saying, oh, Musulmano, don't drink because your prophet never drank. Europeans drink because their prophet was drinking. This is so categorical. Now, Razi is claiming in other places, Jesus Mirza said that he was not drinking or he was an obedient follower of the law of Moses. Now, this is a clear contradiction if we take Razi to be, if we take him seriously. Now, if that's the case, if there's contradiction where Mirza is saying he did drink, O Musulmano, don't drink because he drank and Europeans are drunkard. And in another place, he said, Mere Nazdik, according to me, Jesus was not someone who abstained from wine. But then he himself, Mirza, states in Rohani Khazain, volume 21, page 275, that Jhoote ke kalam mein tanakus zarur hota hai. A liar always has contradictions in his kalam. So if Razi is insisting, even though I have presented categorical evidence that he did believe in this, and Razi says, no, he said something else in other places as well. If that's the case, then Mirza was a liar according to his own standard, because liars have contradictions in their kalam. And if not, that's not the case, just give the fatwa. Anyone who believes that Jesus was a drunkard is a kafir. Give the fatwa, okay, if that's the case. If you truly believe that he said something else elsewhere.
Time's up. So once again, I reiterate, Alhamdulillah, Adnan Rashid accepted that there seems to be a contradiction. By saying this, he accepted that the works of Hazrat Ahmad al-Assam make it clear in other places that Isa al-Assam didn't drink. This is what I wanted him to do. And this is the same case with Rahmatullah Kiranvi Sahib and the others. When giving Ilzami Jawab, they use such harsh language, but their own view is not that view. Hazrat Ahmad al-Assam says, anywhere I used harsh language for Isa al-Assam, that's not the Isa of the Quran. That same writing is clear that this was Ilzami Jawab to give the Muslims gharat who were influenced by Christianity. His ulama, Padri Imaduddin Abdullah Atam, these were Muslims who left Islam. They're his ulama. There's a reason such answers were needed, because they were saying, look, our Bible says Isa alayhi salam drink. Hazrat Ahmad alayhi salam said, what are you talking about? Nabi Sassam is masoom, the greatest Nabi. He never drank. In his own books, Hazrat alayhi salam, here is giving the dalil that because he's masoom, he didn't drink. In his books, he says Isa alayhi salam is masoom. He says he was purified by Allah, he followed the Torah. So his works are clear. This doesn't mean there's a contradiction. This is your mistake where you're saying contradictions are in a liar's kalam. Hazrat Ahmad never contradicted. These are Ilzami Jawab. You have to look at them with the lens of Ilzami Jawab. If I hit a dog with a shoe, you won't say, go hit your daughter with a shoe as well. It doesn't work that way. You have to look at the context. Then he said, I'm doing taqiyah. In his turn, He should tell me what's his view about Hazrat Ibrahim alayhissalam lying three times. It's his belief that Nabi Sallam saw a woman and fell in love. He believes these things, not me. I don't believe in taqiyah. I'm not Shia. Armaside defended Islam that taqiyah is not allowed. So we don't believe in taqiyah. Then he is saying that he says Mere Nazdi.
You don't have pillows at home?
Look, you're cutting me off again. Right? So then he says again that Mere Nazdik, I showed Rahmatullah Kiran, we said that he uses such terminology in Ilzami Jawab. The fatwa I explained, I'm not worried about our ulama or our view. I'm worried about the Mujaddideen. Did some of them believe it? In Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Delvi said, book, give me 10 extra seconds if you allow. In one of his book where I have the book PDF, I can't remember, it's like Ta'wilul something or something like that. I'll post the references in this video. He speaks of Uriya and Lut alayhi. What's your fatwa on someone who says that? And what's your fatwa on someone who says ke Yusuf alayhi with Zulaykha took off his kapre? What's your fatwa on them? I have your books, it's all there. This is why I don't give the fatwa.
In the last term, you cannot throw questions at
them. That's my choice. I can say whatever I like.
Okay, now this topic is over. We leave the decision and the conclusion to the audience. Yeah. If you're sincere with Allah and His Messenger, you know exactly where the
you
haq is.
You know where he's lying. Absolutely. He was caught every time.
Let people decide if I'm lying.
Yeah. And he didn't read any of his ulama.
If I lied on Mirza, people let them go and check the references we presented. Yeah. And that's it.